Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Gilded Age update.
Okay.
We're almost at the end of season three, and I honestly don't know what I'm going to do when that happens.
How many seasons are there?
Three.
Oh, no.
Just got renewed for a fourth.
Oh, God.
I'm desperate. I don't know what to do. Like, I don't think I've ever been all in on anything like
this. I don't think so either. When does the fourth season come out?
Not for a long time. They haven't even started filming it yet.
Oh, God.
Train Daddy, Opera Mommy, Clock Twinkle. I don't know what I need to know.
I don't know either. Rewatch White Lotus. Start that over.
I could maybe do that. Carrie Coon.
Until you find something else, you know, like,
I
just
know.
To hold you over a little bit.
Is there going to be anything else, or do I just not watch TV for a year?
I don't think we have to go that far.
Okay, good.
I think you can find something.
Hi, Jillian Bezzavalli.
Hi, Patrick Hines.
What are we talking about? Oh, the book club. We got to tell you about the book club.
The book club.
We've got a book club. It's really good. There's like over 700 people in it. Sasha moderates it. You can go to the pinned post, I think we say, in the Facebook group. There's also a Disky channel.
Yep.
If you want to join the book club, all you do is fill out that little form. Sasha gets back to you in like 5 minutes.
Oh, great.
And then you're in.
Yeah. And
Sasha's
then,
the best.
Yeah. And you guys like vote on what books you want to read. And
yeah.
It's a whole collaborative thing. It's so fun.
What's the other thing we're supposed to tell them?
Patreon.
Oh, we've got a Patreon. We have something like 500 full ad-free bonus episodes on the Patreon.
That's crazy.
Go back to The Staircase. Go back to The Jinx. Go back to
both
Heaven's
seasons.
Gate. Yeah,
both
so much.
Of The Jinx.
Right now we're doing, what are we doing right
Amy
now?
Amy Bradley is missing.
Oh my God. We have a lot of very strong feelings
and
about
it. And then Mr. and Mrs. Murder on Hulu.
Mr. and Mrs. Murder.
I know.
Oh my God.
It's really crazy.
There's so much stuff out there.
There's like a lot.
I know.
Hey, some of them could be one documentary.
Here
Not
we go
everything
again.
Has to be
I know.
Fucking episodes like this, for example.
For example. Well, welcome back to our coverage of episodes 3 and 4 of Look Into My Eyes, which is episode 2 of our coverage on our regular feed.
Yeah, so this is episode 3.
Did I nail it?
You did.
Thank you
this
so
much. This is episode 3, Activate the Unconscious. Again, I don't need the jargon.
I know.
Wesley died April the 8th, and then Brittany died in May. And they both were down kneeling and leaned forward and hung themselves.
Our principal was hypnotizing kids, and then 3 kids died.
And very coincidentally, they all were hypnotized by George Kenney.
When all this happened, there was numerous kids saying they'll never come back to school until Dr. Kenny is gone. They went fast, quick.
I guess it's easy to say that he did something wrong if you don't know him.
There were things going on that should have either been stopped or brought to someone's attention.
You know, we can go back and forth whether or not hypnosis had anything to do with it. Because I know a lot of people wanted to blame Dr. Kenny, but I also know a lot of people had his back on it. There was a lot of people that didn't blame him.
There was conversation going on behind the scenes at the district attorney's office about pressing charges. I was pretty panicked.
So we're back with the principal himself. Now, at the end of our last episode, the cops have been made aware that, like, these 3 deaths can be connected to Kenny and his hypnotism. So he's telling us there was a lot of discussion at the DA's office about charging him. Could be 75 counts, and they could make it a felony charge, and it's a maximum of a 5-year sentence for each charge, to which I say throw away the key.
Well, and I just want to say this is going to, I think, stop you a little bit,
because
Marcus died in March, the car accident. Wesley died in April.
Yes.
Suicide. Brittany died in May. Suicide.
Yeah.
So they can't get through a month without some tragedy striking.
For those of you who are new here, I said this 18 times in the last episode. This guy went 29 years without doing hypnosis. Nobody died. He did 1 year of hypnosis. 3 kids died. He says it's not connected.
And 2 of them, the suicides were found in the same position they were in during these
hypnosis sessions.
Yeah.
I hate this guy.
I hate him.
Throw away the key. I know.
So Elaine is a reporter. She's actually a parent of one of the kids at the school, but she's a reporter as well.
Listen, don't do some fucking shit at your kid's school if there's a reporter who has a kid who's a student there.
And so she says, she's like, we owe it to everyone to find and tell the truth. She says, there's no way we would ever hide that parents are upset because they thought hypnosis led to their children's death. The principal's like, can you hold the story till graduation? I have several parties to attend.
And she goes, absolutely fucking not, moron.
Yeah. And then Kevin, the AV teacher, who like half the time I agree with what he says, and then the other half I don't at all.
100p.
And at one point I was like, are you the same person?
I know.
Because I hate you sometimes and I agree others.
Am I the same person who just said 100p?
That's very Patrick.
Wait, is it?
Yeah.
I'm not really, they don't like it when I say Riz. It does not feel authentic to them, they say.
Who?
The listeners.
Everyone?
They just tease me, which I think is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you were going.
I know, you're like, who's the they?
I'm like, what are you talking
about?
Are
we still talking about the evil gays?
Every last one.
I know.
But this Kevin guy is the former AV teacher. He's like,
I always felt that the Northport Sun and Elaine Emmerich was very anti-George Kenny. I think she went after him and kind of turned public opinion because George was a hero one minute and a monster the next.
She changed public opinion. I was like, I don't know about that. This story's insane. This guy is crazy and smug and inappropriate.
She's a journalist who reported the facts. People get to decide on their own, Kevin.
She goes, well, maybe he was a great principal, but his actions had consequences, and we reported all of them. That's how we roll.
I absolutely agree. You report the facts.
Because her point is like, well, this has to be bigger than one guy. Like, how did this happen? Could it happen again? And where is the school board?
Well, and also, the headline of her article is Hypnosis, Suicide, and Haunting Questions. That's exactly what happened here. Like, everything about that headline makes sense.
Yeah, those are all things that happened.
Right, she's not on the wrong side of history.
She's asking questions.
Exactly.
Travel down the road back again.
Girl, ritual is back. Look, you can eat all the veggies in the world that you want, but you're still gonna have gaps in your diet, girl.
Yeah, and I'm, like, sick and tired of feeling guilty about it. I'm just releasing that. That is no longer serving me. So I love that Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin. It fills all those gaps. It's not like salad in a pill. We're not going to go crazy.
Yeah.
But it's formulated to help you fill key nutrient gaps that you might not be getting enough of from your diet.
And can I tell you this? We love science here. Ritual conducted a university-led clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin to assess its efficacy. And I'm telling you, it's off the charts, you guys.
Yeah, the results are, this is going to be very scientific, but okay, all good news. It increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. Translation, it's good.
It's really good for you. Also, Ritual is third-party tested for heavy metals and it's Clean Label Project certified. That's all the good stuff.
That means you can trust what you're putting in your body.
Correct.
If I'm doing this on a regular basis, I got to know what it is.
It's all, look, we're talking, it's vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten and major allergen free, and made traceable. That's the whole thing, traceable and transparent.
There you go.
So fam, instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health.
Get 25% off your first month only at ritual.com/TCO.
Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today.
That's ritual.com/TCO for 25% off.
You didn't even tell them it's minty fresh.
I was just gonna say that. I'm not kidding. That just pops into my head like, oh, the minty fresh. So her article, like, kind of made this all blow up because this is something that begs a lot of questions.
Of course.
Right? So Shelby is another reporter, and she says there was a lot of secondhand information, in air quotes. She says you can really see how the truth can get away from you. And I'm like, I understand how people, because I think the people who think that this guy is blameless, I am not one of them.
No.
But their argument is, well, no one forced them to do this. You can't hypnotize someone to do something bad. You can't hypnotize. And I'm like, right, is there nuance anywhere?
The thing about it is, take all of that out of this. This man was acting illegally. We're going to get that all in this episode. What he was doing was inappropriate. It was against the law. It was against any code of ethics. Like, he was acting way out of bounds. That, like, where no one's charging him with murder. I get it. But, like, he needs to be held accountable for his actions of abusing these students.
But People, you know, like, People Magazine and the stories all over the world because they love the, like, hypnosis angle.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, can people stop and think for 2 seconds about what this does to the families and the loved ones? Like,
I know. They're never going to care.
Like,
you know what I mean?
They just don't. Can they have, like, a second of peace?
And it can happen to any of us. It could happen to them. It could happen to the person writing the article for People Magazine. Like, it's like, like, we are all this could happen to anybody, but the media is never going to care.
They never give a shit.
It's awful.
So it's May 2011.
In May 2011, Dr. Kenny was put on administrative leave. And I think it's because the first story came out about the hypnosis. And the school district was like, we should probably do something.
I don't know where that directive came from, but I'm sure they were all on the same page with let's just get rid of this.
And it's graduation. And so there's like, again, like two sides have been formed.
But it really, the sides are the families of the three dead kids and everybody else.
So like, because then it's like, does anyone even feel like celebrating? Like everyone's grieving and no, trying to make sense.
All they care about is that their beloved principal isn't going to be there for their graduation. This makes no sense to me. Now, I understand, and we say this all the time, we've got the hindsight of the documentary. I get it.
Yeah.
When you're living through this in real time and you maybe you didn't even know the kids that died and it's, you know, rumor and innuendo and everyone, you know, like I can understand how in the moment you might be like, no, why are they pinning this on him? It's hypnosis, whatever. All these years later, I think we need to be able to zoom out and say 29 years, no deaths.
Right.
1 year, three deaths.
But I also am not feeling any, I'm not hearing any empathy or compassion,
right,
like from Kathy, who's a parent of two students who did the hypnosis.
Yes.
And she went on the news defending the former principal like, well, my Stevie graduated the year he was supposed to graduate. He got to walk across the stage. Can everyone stop making absolutely everything about themselves for 5 seconds?
Now, here's where I'm going to go back on myself for just a second. I think this man is a piece of shit. He needs to go to jail for the rest of his life. But I do, Kathy, I understand a little bit where Kathy is coming from. Not defending this guy, but saying two things can be true. Like, he did bad things and these kids died. However, the thing that he did for my son was kind of a miracle.
See, I'd love it if she said the first half of that, but
exactly.
she doesn't.
She doesn't. Because remember Steve, he's like AKA douchebag,
Steve-o.
AKA asshole. Like, he's here. This kid was
cracking beers during his interview.
Literally. The other guy was vaping. This kid was really, really struggling. And we learn that he went to the principal for help with something called the FCAT, which is a standardized test you have to pass in Florida, apparently, in order to graduate. And you can only take it so many times. He had taken it 4 times. He was going to take it one more time, and if he didn't pass it, he was not going to graduate high school. So he goes to the principal to say, can you help me? Can you hypnotize me to put me in such a state that will make me be able to take the test in a way that will pass?
And we see the session. There he is with his head in this adult's lap.
Yes, 100%.
And this guy's hand on his head, moving his head around in his lap, running, the fucking principal is running his fingers through a kid's hair, and it's really gross.
It's really fucking gross. But we also learn that this guy, Steven, was really suffering. He tried to kill himself a couple of times. And the principal is just learning about this kid's mental health struggles now. So, like, he's dealing with this kid. He's trying to help this kid. He's getting into this kid's psyche, not knowing that this kid is suicidal, potentially like Wesley, potentially like Brittany. Luckily, this kid doesn't kill himself. And Steven, watching the video of his session with the principal now.
It's like I look back at this, and this man just wanted to help. I see myself as the troubled douchebag. And he still didn't judge me or nothing. Just wanted to help me.
Sobbing about how much it helped him. I understand that that can be true. Like, I really do feel for these kids who did get something positive out of the session with this guy. But however, 3 kids also died.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I 100%.
And so it's like, I hear what the mom is saying about how, but what you're saying is true. She's not acknowledging that 3 students who also did this work with him also died.
Right. No one's talking about that.
Right.
And, but he says, I felt really comfortable because this whole thing with the head in the lap and the like fingers through his hair, Steven's mother is in this session too.
Yeah. Yes.
And the principal says, I felt really comfortable doing this because his mother was there. I would not have let him put his head on my leg if we were alone.
We see 100 videos of boys' heads in his crotch with no parent present.
And I'm like, okay.
Like, did he not know that we were going to see these videos?
My question is, and I'm really asking, what is the reasoning behind the head in the lap?
Right.
Someone explain it to me.
Yes.
Because explain to me why that has to happen for it to work. Because if the former principal is saying that it never would have happened if they were alone, lie.
Yeah.
Then there must be another way to do this.
Right. I mean, you put the kid in a chair and you put the other chair against a wall and you put a pillow on it.
Like.
Solved it.
Like.
I did it. I'm a hypnotist now.
Oh my God.
Do you want to try?
Do I have 11 fingers?
I know.
So I just think that that's a question I have.
Yes.
And the lying, the provable lies is not helping this guy. Like, he's not helping himself at all.
Yes.
At all.
And frankly, he's lucky that Steven didn't go home and kill himself.
Yes.
If Steven hadn't passed that test, we'd probably be having a very different conversation.
I agree.
The way that Brittany didn't pass her test.
I agree.
You know?
And so we're at graduation. Everything's a mess.
The kids
got together and made an appointment to go see the superintendent and said that they really wanted me to be at graduation.
And I remember the senior saying, we're not going to walk unless he's there.
If the former principal can't give them their diploma, they're not going to walk across that stage. So now it's like there's no nuance for anything and there's no empathy for the grieving families and the kids who aren't with us anymore. And this guy is, quote, a hero.
Right.
He's not a hero. Right. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So now on one side, there are people like, I want him in prison for murder, or he's a hero and there's no middle ground.
And what I mean, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but the people who want him in prison are three families, the families of the dead kids, and everybody else wants him celebrated and back for graduation or they're not walking.
Right.
And that makes no sense to
me. No sense. Because the bottom line is this guy was extremely inappropriate.
Yes.
Like, he was a high school principal who had no authority to do hypnosis on minors, of all people, to fix all of their problems. This was not his job. He was not qualified or licensed for any of it. He is not a trained counselor. He's not a trained psychologist. He's not a medical professional.
Right.
Like, all of this, even today, is all about him and how he's treated unfairly. You brought your hobby to work.
Yes.
And ripped kids out of class under the manipulation and, dare I say, grooming.
Yes.
To monetize their shit. And
literally,
it was never about them.
Because you have to remember, he was recording all of these and keeping notes on these kids for his books and audio tapes.
And that wasn't in the permission slip.
I wanted to tell a story here because I talked about a teacher in the last episode that I thought had an inappropriate, like, sort of friendship with the kids. There was a different teacher at my school who was equally beloved. He got in trouble for making porn. It was found out that during the summers, he was making pornography.
With students?
Well, we found out later that there was one girl who had been a student of his, who I think was in a video later when she was an adult, but no. Not with students from ours. He would go to California in the summer and make pornography there with legal adults.
And be on a real set where everyone's consenting?
Correct. Now, he, I believe...
Which I know is an issue. I understand. I'm just asking.
But this
questions.
Was in the 90s, right?
Okay.
So when this got found out in my school, he either got fired or was put on leave or whatever. And everything was the same. There was walkouts and protests.
Was he showing the porn to kids?
No, it was a secret.
How did we find out?
Somebody found it. You know what I mean? Somebody found it. I think he was using his regular name in, like, the credits of the videos. He wasn't in them. He was making them or producing them or whatever. But, like, my point here is I think sometimes students want a cause to fight for.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in this instance, it's the guy that everyone is saying is a bad guy, but, like, they knew him to be a good guy and he's just trying to help people and you can't make anybody kill themselves. Whereas, like, in my school, it was, like, he directed porn but he didn't have...
Nobody knew about it. He wasn't telling the kids. He wasn't using the kids.
Right, but whether or not, like, you know, that's an appropriate thing for a high school teacher to be doing, whatever. My point is just there were, like, the walkouts and the demonstrations and the same thing at my high school for this thing.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes kids just want a cause to fight for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's all.
What was your stance on it?
I remember being sort of agnostic. I think I had graduated by the time this came out. Allison, remind me, had I graduated by then? I can't remember. But I didn't really care. I was sort of like, everything was legal. Yeah. But I mean, it was like a moral thing. And that's like why he got, like, let go or whatever.
You want to talk about everyone's morals?
No,
Do you know what I'm saying?
Honestly. Truly.
Right? Like,
yeah.
That's a very slippery slope, everybody.
Yes. I mean, 1,000,000%.
So.
Yeah. Travel down the road back again. Girl, this episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack and hydration sponsor.
IQ Bar is the better for you plant protein based snack made with brain boosting nutrients to refuel, nourish, and satisfy hunger without the sugar crash.
Look, IQ Bar's plant protein bars are not just delicious, they're a smarter snack choice with more fiber and less sugar and carbs than the alternatives. That fiber is a real thing. You need it.
And if you're not sure what to do, I vote for the ultimate sampler pack.
Please.
It's a great way to try all IQ Bar products and flavors. You get 9 IQ bars, 8 IQ mix sticks, and 4 IQ Joe sticks.
Those mix sticks are the best. I have one every single morning.
They're amazing.
Also, fam, with over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ Bar's brain and body boosting bars, hydration mixes, which I personally love, and mushroom coffees.
Yeah, and again, their ultimate sampler pack includes all three.
I mean, it's so good. Oh, those mushroom coffees.
Yeah, I love the IQ mix sticks just because, like...
Me too.
It's easier to drink drink more water. But Mike is like really into marathon training now.
Yes.
So he is like living by these.
And the IQ bars have always been a go-to snack for me, not just now that they're sponsoring us.
Last night we had an event and we knew there wouldn't be food. I kid you not, there was one in his shirt pocket. He ate that IQ bar on the way there.
So fam, right now IQ bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ bar products, including the sampler pack, plus free shipping.
To get your 20% off, text TCO to 64,000.
Text TCO to 64,000.
That's TCO to 64,000.
Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. I love texting those things because like you get a little message back.
And you're reading all the terms?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, should I? Oh,
no.
They are.
No,
oh.
But they text you. I'm just saying.
I got scared again.
No. You just got to see the terms for details. It's fine.
See it for details.
My thing also is like, even today, it's all about him. He's treated unfairly. It's not about the kids. Even like today in his den as he's talking to us, right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Because I'm like, could Marcus have been on medication after the dentist? Could he have been? Sure. Like,
yeah.
Maybe. I'm just, I don't know for sure.
No, I mean, if he really just got a cavity filled, I'd be shocked to find out.
Could
yeah.
his football injuries have played a part?
Right.
Could Wesley and Brittany have been depressed?
Yes.
Like, but this guy should not have been engaging with minor in any way. It
yes.
doesn't, like, at some point, it starts to matter so much more to me early on before any of the tragedy struck. He shouldn't have been doing any of this at all.
Because we're mad that these kids are dead, but that's not the thing that he should be in trouble for. He should be in trouble
He's
for...
practicing without a license.
That's it. That simple.
That's it.
I think that his practicing without a license led to these kids' deaths.
Right.
But I understand that we're not going to prosecute him for that.
Sure.
Prosecute the living shit out of him for practicing without a fucking license.
70 times over. Or
exactly.
Whatever it is. That's,
yes.
that's what this case is.
100%.
So anyway, everyone's throwing a fit over this hero and it worked.
And they bring him back.
The district gave in
yeah.
and he's allowed to be at graduation. The headline is students collaborate to bring the principal back for graduation. Like, shut up. because on the other side,
I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be a part of their graduation.
I know that I did not want him at our graduation. That's where I felt on that one.
There are students who didn't want him there, the friends of the students who have died, right?
Yeah.
So graduation's over, the former principal leaves and never comes back. Okay, Keith Steele.
Oh my God.
It's a private investigator hired by the school district. He publishes the Steele Report. Where is that show?
I want.
Like a noir private eye?
And I'm
the
like,
Steele Report? HBO, make it happen.
This isn't like the Steele dossier guy, right? You know what I mean?
Is it?
I don't think so. I think we would know if it was the same guy.
The Steele Report.
But the Steele Report, 112 pages, and it's public record. So and the school, he investigated what happened and published a whole thing about it.
And the journalists are like, that's pretty awesome because that's a primary document and we can use the shit out of these 112 pages.
Exactly.
So let's dive into it. It all started in the weight room
because
that's not unsettling at all. The boys' weight room.
Yes.
What is the principal doing? And I don't know. And principal's like, if you have every right to be in the weight room, I understand.
Yeah.
This guy is like totally using his authority
yeah.
in a really manipulative, creepy way.
Well, what happens was there was an injury in the weight room involving a student and they say it was a fairly serious injury. We're going to learn that he dislocated both of his shoulders.
I don't understand, like, why there wasn't anyone there to spot him. And I don't mean another 15-year-old kid.
It was
mean
like
a
that
spotter.
In my high school. They would let the athletes go and work out, like, in the weight room without, like, a coach or whatever.
No, were there? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That just feels like a recipe for disaster.
Probably don't let that happen anymore, but, like,
yeah.
the 90s were wild.
Oh, my God.
So this kid has a really serious injury. The nurse is there trying to perform an evaluation on the student prior to EMS arriving.
And he beat her there and was trying to get her away from the kid. And she was adamant about it, that she was the school nurse and that she had a right to be there.
Kenny, the principal, shows up, literally throws the nurse out of the way, and is, like, down on his hands and knees working on this student.
So the nurse, they have, like, a walkie-talkie system.
Yes.
The nurse was paged on the walkie-talkie. The principal hears this.
Yes.
Races to the weight room to beat her there.
Yes.
And intervene. And then proceeds to take over the entire operation. And someone says he was actually physically trying to get her away from the student.
Yes.
She's the nurse.
And the principal is trying to get this boy with two dislocated shoulders.
Listen to my voice. Look into my eyes.
Oh, my God. Tapping him on the forehead.
The touching.
Trying to get him to hypnotize him out of his pain.
You're going
to
be fine. Any discomfort you're feeling is going to start to fade into the background.
Yes.
The nurse is livid.
Yes.
And she's been asking what we've been asking this whole time. Who do you think you are?
There's a protocol to be followed when something like this happens, and she's trying to do it.
And the fact that he ran to get there first and intervene is like, what the fuck is wrong with
what
you?
So
you can put it in your stupid book to sell on Amazon for $11, you fucking loser.
You can get your hands on this athlete.
Like, you loser,
I
creep
know.
Loser.
So now we meet, I love this guy. His name is Wayne Beckman. He seems like absolutely no fucking fun, but he's here to do exactly what we need him to do.
Oh my God, Wade. Because the nurse reports this guy.
Yes, yes.
Because the former principal claims that the nurse never said a word in the moment and was just like, oh, go ahead, put your hands on this young boy.
And meanwhile, we're told that she's screaming her fucking head off, being like, this is my job. What the hell are you doing?
Lies.
Get your hands off this boy.
Lies on lies on lies on lies. And it's inappropriate all across the board. And stop touching the kids.
Yes.
So Wayne is,
oh my God.
What he does is he investigates unlicensed activity.
Exactly. He works for the Florida Department of Health. He seems like absolutely no fun at a barbecue. But he's, God damn it, he's here to do his job.
And I think he's a Northeasterner because he says he goes to hypnotize somebody, especially when you have all these injuries over there. It just seems, it's bizarre. And I'm like, where are you from, Wayne?
Oh, he's like me, retired to Florida.
What's going on?
I love Disney World so much. Maybe I'll move there. I love Disney.
Are you going to go?
I'm like a Disney adult now. I got the pins and everything.
Is Daisy like, doesn't Daisy want to go?
Oh, we're planning a whole trip for next summer. Like, we're like, I'm already like, I'm in the only in the beginning stages of planning this trip.
Oh my God.
It changed my life.
Oh my God.
Fam, are you Disney adults? Get in the group. Let's be friends.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So with the former principal, we learned from Wayne, thank God, the voice of reason. The former principal, what he's doing is in violation of like all the Florida statutes. A lot of Florida statutes because he's not licensed to do any of this.
He says
the Florida Department Health is always on the lookout for anybody who is performing as a healthcare professional and they're not licensed. Whether you're a doctor, dentist, nutritionist, a pharmacist, if you are performing activities as a healthcare professional and you are not licensed, then it's a violation of the Florida statutes.
It is a violation of the Florida statute.
In other words, you need to know what the hell you're doing.
But you also need to be... So this is what... Like, it was when Wayne showed up that I was like, okay, this is the legal argument against this guy. I get it. I understand we're not getting him for the murders. I know that. The deaths. Oh, my God. The murders!
Yeah.
We're not getting him on those. But this guy is operating outside the law.
Yeah. And he goes, I don't believe... Wayne says... Because he gets wind of everything we've been screaming about.
Yes.
And he goes, I don't believe in coincidence. And now I'm going to find out exactly what's going on. I'm like, you go get him, Wayne.
You've got hypnosis, a car accident, and two suicides. I don't believe in coincidences.
And he says, this guy is definitely not a healthcare professional licensed in the state of Florida. And we cut to the deposition. The former principal is like, yeah, what of it? He admits he's not licensed to practice anything. Not medicine, not surgery, not psychiatry. He's never had any, quote, formal education.
And this is where we learn that everybody at the school was convinced by his title of doctor.
So you can be a doctor in anything.
Yes.
To quote Mad Men, because we're back.
Uh-huh.
Don says, when you have a high degree in any field, they call you a doctor. It's from the Middle Ages, right? That's true.
How high, though? Like a doctorate?
Well, it doesn't always apply to something medical is my point.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
you can have a doctorate in philosophy or education or math or history
and
or anything.
And then they call you doctor. That's fine. I'm fine with that.
So I'm like, well, what about this guy then?
Yes.
Because if you can be a doctorate in a lot of things.
Yes.
What did he choose?
I did a doctoral program from Nova Southeastern, which was Saturdays for 3 years. And I earned my doctorate in educational leadership.
Okay, he's a doctor of education, I guess. But that doesn't mean that he's allowed to perform healthcare.
Cool. So he's a doctor of education, I guess. Like, so what? He's still not allowed to perform healthcare. He's not 100%. Licensed.
100%.
He is not a licensed or qualified healthcare professional. Wayne's like, get the fuck out of here.
But it's like, I think what we're also being told is that the reason why some of these parents allowed their kids to go through this hypnosis sessions with him is because he had the doctor title and they were conflating that with medical doctor.
And so, like, I do think, I just want to say for the record, I think it's weird if you only think like a real doctor is someone in the medical field. Like, I think that's kind of like, I just disagree. Because we get a lot of shitty tone here.
Yeah, but when it comes to mental health or healthcare of any kind.
That I agree with. Yeah. So, like, if you went to Saturday school for 3 years for your doctorate in philosophy, yes. like, great.
Great.
But he's using this Dr. Kenny
yes.
thing to manipulate people and, like, let assumptions be made. And he's, like, he's doing it wrong.
I was so surprised to hear that people didn't know that you could be called doctor and not be a medical doctor.
Right. And even if the reporter—
Is that, like, a fucking elitist Northeast thing?
Because one of the journalists is like, oh, come on, he's not a doctor. And I'm like, don't do that, because right. they did that with Joe Biden, too. Fuck that.
I know. Well, right, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Don't do that.
No, but, like, I do think that, like, we're all saying the same thing.
Yes.
He's not a medical doctor.
And what I think he was also, as I understand it, it sounds to me like he was discouraging any other care that wasn't him, since
right.
he basically threw the nurse out of the room so that he can do it.
Is identifying a person that he thinks has Tourette's but not sending them to be properly evaluated.
Or depression.
Right.
Or suicidal ideation.
Yes.
Like, that's to me where it becomes really, really bad, too. Because it's not just on paper that he's practicing without a license.
Right.
If he's, which it sounds to me he is, discouraging people from getting any other real help.
Yes.
That's a major, major, major problem.
Yes.
Because remember how he was, like, trained in hypnosis? He wasn't. He went to a 5-day course
yes.
at the conference room at the Motel 6 down by the airport.
He did, under oath, he says that he's qualified to determine what kind of kids need hypnosis because he worked with kids for 30 years.
No.
That's not how it works.
Because he says, like, he's the definition of unlicensed, yet he's diagnosing kids with Tourette's because he's an expert because he knew a kid with Tourette's one time.
Exactly.
And then convinced himself that he cured. Like, no, none of this happened.
Yes.
Like, get him away from kids and stop touching them.
Right. So we're back with Dr. Julian. He's the clinical hypnotherapist, and he's also a neurolinguistic psychology trainer. Whatever that means. This guy is really fucking schooled up, right? He's the guy that, like, decides if you need hypnosis or not.
And he defines it.
Right. He says, if you do medical hypnosis without the referral of a doctor, then you are violating the rules. That is practicing therapy without a license.
He said, hypnosis is when the subconscious mind is in the dominant position. You're freeing yourself from the binds of your conscious mind. He was the one who told us before that, like, if hypnosis doesn't cure your pain, it just
right.
makes you not think about it. That is dangerous. That causes bigger injuries.
Yes.
Like, we can't just keep ignoring shit.
And he explains how dangerous hypnosis is if you don't know what you're doing. He says, once a person agrees to be hypnotized, that opens the door and allows us to access their subconscious mind. And once we access their subconscious mind, we offer suggestions.
It sounds like you need more than a 5-day course in a conference room.
100%.
When you're dealing with children.
What can go wrong is that, like, kids can then end up going and killing themselves. This is what happens. He's talking about a hypnotic technique.
And there's a hypnotic technique called hypnotic regression, which allows us to go back into that filing cabinet, so to speak, and open up any one of those files and re-experience that particular experience as it was remembered. And anything that that person saw, anything that that person heard, is all there.
So the person re-experiences that particular experience as it was remembered. He says anything that person saw or heard is all there. Imagine your most traumatic childhood memory and some fucking dirtbag who studied this for 5 minutes. And by the way, he studied, like, the party clown version of this, is now taking you back to your most disturbing childhood memory and needling around in there with his fucking fingers in your head.
You know what he's doing? He's performing experiments on minors.
Yes.
Because this is for his data research, for his books, for his this. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yes.
He's convinced everyone that he does, but he doesn't.
And this
That's why he's filming everything, to learn from it.
We're not guessing that he's doing this. We hear him doing one of these regressive sessions with a student. He's taking the student back to this night that this student heard and then witnessed somebody in his home be shot and killed.
It's a murder-suicide that he's describing in his home.
And this guy, who studied literally how to be a fucking party hypnotist, is sitting with this kid, regressing him back to this memory and, like, trying to, like, give him some sort of, like, therapy session. He has no right doing this.
He's feeding him, the principal is feeding this kid information. He's sort of, like, pushing the story along. He's encouraging him to get angry.
Yes.
He's encouraging the child to get violent. He's really, really, really reinforcing everything negative that Dr. Julian just told us not to do.
So it's
what does this have to do with better grades?
And it's not just about test prep, right?
It's about his study, his research. He's trying to make a name for himself. He's trying to, like, break the mold here.
Yes.
And he's using kids to do it.
And 3 kids died. Travel down the road back. Girl, Pretty Litter is back. How's the macaroni?
Macaroni's great, and Ashley's apartment is also great because it does not smell like kitty litter because she uses Pretty Litter.
Yeah, and get this. Pretty Litter helps monitor your cat's health, testing acidity and alkalinity levels and the visible presence of blood in your cat's urine. It does it all.
It also ships free right to your door.
You don't have to carry that stuff from the grocery store anymore.
Exactly. No last-minute pet store runs. You are always stocked.
Yeah.
The crystals are safe for cats and people alike.
Yeah.
Which is good to know.
And the ultra-absorbent formula uses less material than clay litter, reducing waste and saving money.
Yeah. And also, again, the most important thing, yeah. I mean, other than the health, which is like number one,
of course.
Like tied for first is the advanced odor control, which means your home smells like a home, not like a litter box. I'm telling you, you get nose blind. It's not a criticism. It's just, it's a fact.
So fam, right now you can save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy. I love this. My favorite thing at prettylitter.com/TCO.
That's prettylitter.com/TCO to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Prettylitter.com/TCO.
Okay. Pretty Litter cannot detect every feline health issue or prevent or diagnose diseases. A diagnosis can only come from a licensed veterinarian. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Dr. Julian says you can't hypnotize someone to hurt themselves.
Right.
Your suggestions will be rejected because you have to want it.
Now, there's probably a caveat to that. Is it possible if someone has a mind to hurt themselves in some way, an idea can become bigger as a result of a hypnotic event?
It can become bigger as a result of a hypnotic event.
Yes.
So hypnosis, we're told, can result in more anxiety and more depression, which is dangerous. Now, I remember I told you about the study I found?
Yes, yes.
So the rational part of our brains is not fully developed until we're at least 25, right? So this is...
For some of us, it never fully develops.
Tell me about it. So a study from the University of Rochester Medical Center says that recent research has found that adult and teen brains work differently.
Uh-huh.
So adults think with the prefrontal cortex, which is like the rational part.
Yeah.
Teenagers are all emotional part. They process information with the emotional part. So it says...
Don't I know it?
Right?
I'm living with it.
So it says in teens' brains, the connections between the emotional part of the brain and the decision-making center are still developing and not always at the same rate.
Yeah.
That's why when teens have overwhelming emotional input, they can't explain later what they were thinking. They weren't thinking as much as they were feeling.
Right, exactly.
That is so dangerous.
Yes, and the bottom line is this: you know more than this guy does. You know what I mean? Just reading that one study, you know more than this guy. This guy's just getting in there.
Or I'm not trying to manipulate it.
Right.
You know?
And the way that everybody just allowed this to happen, it is unbelievable.
Well, except for Wayne. So Wayne is the guy who's like, who's researching unlicensed activity. He's heard enough.
Yeah.
He's
like,
the principal guy is violating every law and statute he possibly can. And he reports this guy to the police.
Yes.
And the prosecutor files criminal charges against the principal and he can go to prison for up to a year if found guilty.
Yes.
Because no matter what you think of this guy or how responsible he is, the fact remains he was practicing healthcare without a license. That's a fact.
That is what I'm talking about.
And you can't do that. And he says as much on the deposition. He just thinks he's better and smarter than everybody else, and he's not.
He's not. And so we meet the principal's attorney, this guy, Mark Zimmerman, right?
Mark
is in a little bit over his head. But he says,
Dr. Kenny was going to be facing felony charges of practicing healthcare without a license. They could have charged a count for every student that he performed hypnotherapy on. He could have served 5 years consecutively for each of those.
5 years for each student he worked with.
Right, 75 of them.
Not enough time for me.
So, but what he's like, well, no, because he didn't practice, quote, healthcare without a license. Now the lawyer's going to try to split hairs here.
Yeah,
because that's a felony. But what the principal did, my client, was perform hypnosis without, quote, proper supervision. And that's just a misdemeanor.
Now, we learned that Florida has its own laws for hypnosis.
Of course it does.
I can't move there fast enough.
As Shelby, the reporter, says, of course, because where else?
I mean.
That's Shelby.
Florida, you continue to surprise me. Your thunderstorms are gorgeous.
Every day.
Your theme parks are, they're my whole heart now.
They've got hippos, girl.
They've got hippos, but they've also got those, like, snake and alligator pits.
I know.
You know
saw
what I mean?
That screenshot from before.
That's a lot. That's a lot of wildlife.
They're
for
so
me.
Cool. You can like study them though. That's
yeah,
so cool.
Why would you? You know what I mean?
To learn about them?
I guess.
And become friends with them and
the thing is,
send them after your enemies?
The first day I live in Florida and I wake up and there's an alligator in the backyard, I'm probably moving right back.
That's scary. Talk about fast. That's why you run in zigzags.
Are they fast?
alligators?
Yeah.
In a straight line?
I've never seen them run.
100%. That's why you know about running zigzag?
Do you mean 100p?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Do you know about running zigzag?
I do, but I don't think I'd remember to do that. I think I would not be
running.
Because
they're so low to the ground, so they'll follow your feet. So
oh,
if you
really?
Run in a zigzag, they're so long that that slows them down.
Do you know
that
right
allegedly.
Now, all I can hear is that running sound in my head. I hear that.
The pitter pattering.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The little alligator feet.
Oh my God. That would be
running
so zigzag. Scary.
They're fast.
Okay.
All right, forget Florida. We'll shell Florida.
Okay.
So there's this hypnosis law that says that it needs to be done under the guidance of a doctor.
What do you think was like, what do you think made this hypnosis law go into law?
I almost don't want to know.
I know.
Like, I think that's really scary that someone can just be, if
some
it's
charlatan.
Real,
I know.
You know, I don't even know, but I think it's what we were saying before. Like, I think you have to want it to work for it to work.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the
Do you
thing
think it was like
it?
One too many nights of those like X-rated hypnotists like really going too far? They're like, we need a law
X-rated
over here.
Hypnotist makes my scary, dark mind go to like the
I
worst
know.
Places.
The 90s were wild. The 90s on Cape Cod, the Mill Hill Club, forget it.
Oh my God.
The X-rated, I can almost think of the guy's name. Like, I can hear the ad on the radio for the X-rated hypnotist. Like, it was a thing that they advertised.
Whoa.
I know.
Do you think we can get that ad somehow?
I'm sure we can. I'm sure we can.
So this law says that
he needs to be under the guidance of the doctor, meaning the doctor is well aware he's treating him. And that he's okay with it. And the doctor believes that he has the credentials to perform hypnosis properly.
The hypnotist needs to meet all the criteria and have the proper credentials.
Now, Florida, this is a law I can absolutely get behind.
Totally.
Like, one day a week, the gays should be let into Disney for free and just them.
Okay.
Another law I could get behind.
Oh, God.
But I do think that, like, this law is a good one. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And clearly this
guy, we're living it.
He was not doing that. Like, obviously, he was not in consult with any of these kids' doctors.
Right. So the principal has a choice to make. Get charged with a felony and face a jury, or plead guilty to 2 second-degree misdemeanor charges because he violated Florida's hypnosis law and 3 kids died.
And we learned that if he gets convicted of the felony, he loses his pension.
Well, that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's,
sorry, did I jump to the punchline?
No, well, I'm just saying, like, what he's worried about is his retirement money. Because
yes.
In Florida, if you're an educator convicted of a felony, you lose your retirement, and he
yeah.
doesn't want to risk that.
No.
So he ends up getting 1 year probation and 50 hours of public service work.
I was, like, waiting for the on-screen text that said that, like, his public service work was, like, doing hypnosis for people at a senior center.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I'm sure. Like, that's the thing, because the parents of these students and some of their, like, friends and family want a criminal trial.
I want a criminal trial.
Right? Like, because this guy got his full retirement, gets to live out the rest of his
exactly.
life in a gorgeous lake house in
North
Carolina.
There are 3 dead kids.
And, like, I'm sure he could still do hypnosis, right? Especially
yeah.
in a different state. Like,
totally.
Zero consequences. And someone's like, this guy's life is, like, totally over. Is it?
No!
He retired at 52 years old. He got his full pension. His year of probation is long gone. That was
yes.
over 10 years ago. He's living in a gorgeous lake house, and he's got a nice bed and breakfast and a stained glass art studio in the Carolinas.
I mean, I will say, running
tell me once again about his ruined life. He's fine.
If Golden Palace taught us nothing, it's that, like, running a bed and breakfast is not what you think.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Absolutely not.
But, like, it sounds like he's living a life that a lot of people would absolutely love to
totally.
Have. And, like, did he have to deal with the death of his teenage child? No,
no.
He most certainly didn't. He's doing fine. His life is over. No, it's
you know,
not. So he has, like, this B&B.
Yeah.
It's permanently closed.
It is.
But the stained glass business is alive and well. You can Google it. I'm not going to. You can Google it.
The stained glass business.
There he is in the picture on the website.
Oh,
here's my stained glass.
Oh, my God.
And stained glass is beautiful. How
it
dare
is.
He?
I totally agree.
So now episode 4, the outcome.
Now, he starts saying we. Is he married? Does he have a partner? What's his status?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I
don't
no
know
idea.
Either. So we learn in episode 4, the 3 mothers of the students who died got together to do something.
Of
course they did.
Of course. And they realize they can't go after him personally, so they want to focus on going up against the school board.
Yes.
And because the families are like, everyone knew he was doing this. Like, this is when we learned.
The families say it was widely known in the district about Dr. Kenny's hypnosis sessions. The district told investigators they verbally warned Dr. Kenny to stop 3 times, but the families say they never followed through.
This guy was verbally warned multiple times to stop what he was doing.
Yes.
And so I just feel insane. Like, this is so inappropriate. Like, what is conversation number 3 like?
Yeah, I know. Because that's even what Kenny himself says. He's like, the lawsuit said if the school district didn't know that I was doing it, they should have known. And if they did know, then they should have stopped me, right? And, like, the thing is, it seems like they did know and they just didn't care that much.
In what world is it okay to force your personal hobby on unaccompanied minors in the middle of their school day.
My God.
In what world is that okay?
We'd all be throwing pottery all day long if that was the world I could live in.
Right? I don't understand.
We got those little wheels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also, was he making money off of this? I know $11 on Amazon is nothing, but like, that's the goal.
Right.
That was his goal.
Yes.
So like this Steve guy, Steve Cantes, he's in charge of all the principals.
Yes.
He was at the school board and he totally 100% knew that this was happening.
100%.
Because Shelby the reporter is like, this wasn't even an open secret because it wasn't a secret. Everyone was talking about this.
And like, we're told that everybody knew that he was doing this hypnosis in the psychology class. Like there's video of it, right? But this Canty guy says that he didn't necessarily know that he was doing one-on-one private sessions. And like, honestly, that does feel like a little bit of a secret.
But Steve, the head of all the principals, admits to the parents, I personally spoke to George Kenny and told him to stop. And I'm like, okay, well then what happens after that?
Right.
The protocol is, we're told.
And he had told me that normally it's a verbal warning and then a written warning and then dismissal. And I said, normally? And he said, well, that would be the process. And I said, I think protocol is protocol, not normally.
Well, usually that's the protocol. Is it protocol or is it not?
Right. It was almost like they just kept turning the other cheek or like looking the other way, whatever it is that you say, because they didn't think it was that bad. They were like, we don't want to fight this guy. He's been here for 30 years at this point.
And he's insufferably smug and he's just going to do it anyway.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So for the first few years of this, 2006 to 2009, no permission slips for years. Then the Steve guy is
that
like—
That just means that like the parents don't know that their underage boys are going into a private room with this guy where he is filming, making them unconscious and putting their heads in his crotch.
Taking them out of class to do it.
Yes.
So then the Steve guy is like, fine, if you're not going to stop, you need to at least have permission slips because we have to cover our asses. This is what the permission slip says. It's a nothing burger. I am the parent of blank and I give permission for Dr. Kenny to work with my son using hypnosis and hypnotherapy to improve sports performance, standardized testing skills, and academic performance. I understand that Dr. Kenny is a certified hypnotherapist and the hypnosis sessions are with our consent and strictly voluntary. The parent's signature, then you have to print your name and the contact number.
Certified hypnotherapist. Is he?
A certified No. I mean, unless that 5-day...
It doesn't get... He's not certified by the fucking whatever Wayne's organization
but
is
I
called.
But I wonder if it's certified and not licensed.
Right.
That's the difference.
He's certified by that, you know, Orlando Bag of Magic Tricks or whatever.
Because this permission slip is bullshit and super vague, number one. Because in his own deposition, he says he's not certified to perform therapy and he needed a doctor's supervision and he left that out of the wording.
Right.
Two, kids forge signatures all the time.
Yes.
Three, parents don't always look at what they're signing or they're being lied to or it's 6 a.m. and you believe your kid when they're like, oh, it's for the track meet and you sign it because every parent who's ever lived has done something like that.
I am living proof. I mean, I will say, I don't know why, I really do read every permission slip and our kids' school and like, they think it was bad in the 90s. Now it's like, we're having a pizza party on Friday. Please sign this permission slip for Daisy to have pizza. We're having ice cream next Wednesday. Please sign this permission. Now, I understand there are kids with dietary restrictions and allergy. Like, I get that
but
we need to
Daisy
know.
But if Daisy doesn't have any of those restrictions and someone forgets the permission slip because everyone has 100,000 things going on. She's the only kid who can't have a slice of pizza.
Totally. And it's like,
really?
There are 700 permission slips to sign. But like, the email says this permission slip is about this thing. This guy was clearly trying to hoodwink these parents.
Or telling their kids what to lie.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be weird if this came back with a signature? I don't know what your parents' signature looks like.
Right.
You know?
I think everyone knows what the bullshit is.
Yeah.
Meaning the principal.
I just want to say, these permission slips don't matter, even if the parents know what they are. The parents cannot give a person who does not have the legal authority to do medical treatment the authority to do medical treatment by signing a permission slip.
Because there's
these
nothing—
These are null and void.
There's nothing saying, I'm going to be filming it, or I'm going to be conducting my own research,
but more
or
than
I'm going
that,
to be monetizing it.
He does not have the proper licensure to do
of
this.
Course.
So, like, none of this matters anyway.
Yeah, that's number one.
Yeah.
That's it. We shouldn't even be talking about
right.
it anymore. But or, like, Britney's mom, she signed one slip for one one session.
Yes.
And that was the session she went to. But it turns out there were many other sessions that she wasn't aware of.
Yes. Remember, she was the one that he's like, I don't even remember helping her. He did it on multiple occasions.
Yeah. So January 24th, 2014, this asshole is deposed and he's like, it lasted all day. And it was very adversarial. And I'm like, it's once again all about him.
Do you know what my note under that is? Three kids are dead.
Answer the fucking question.
What'd you think it was going to be like?
Answer the question.
Oh,
answer all the questions.
Yes.
So suddenly the case is settled. The parents settle for $600,000 and each family, Marcus's family, Wesley's family and Brittany's family will receive $200,000 each, which the parents are like.
I mean, people kept saying, well, you're doing it for the money. What money? What money? Not to mention, what amount of money do you put on your kid's life? Really?
You can't put a price on our
kids' reason
lives.
That it was that money is because there's a cap on the amount of money that you can get from a school.
Because they call it a, quote, sanctioned place. So there are, like, limitations of how much you can get for that. I had never heard of that before.
Well, this is all voted on by the people. So, like, I only know about this because I was in a jury where they were asking our opinion on caps for awards. And so, like, people want to say that you can't sue a school for $10 million or whatever it is. But, like, there's a cap on this. So that's why this is all the money that they could get.
And the parents are like, well, they didn't get the criminal trial. They didn't get a civil trial. And Brittany's dad is like, the point wasn't the money. They
no.
just, they sort of, they want it on the record that he hurt their kids.
And
that's
they
what
want
they
to
want.
Make it, they want a law to make it so that this can't happen again. But guess what? That law is already there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And so, like, also, you think this guy has $600,000 to pay these people? Like,
no.
That never happens.
And it's like, listening to these families, like, Leslie's mom said she eventually had to start doing her crying in the shower because her crying was bumming people out. Brittany's dad says, and this broke my heart. He's the one that had to get up and walk out of the room.
Yeah.
You just don't have fun anymore. I probably didn't laugh for 3 years. Brittany's mom says,
if you lose a husband, you're divorced or you're widowed. If you lose a parent, you're orphaned. But there isn't a word to lose your child. All you are is sad. And there's nothing that can take away the pain because you lose the best part of yourself. Because that's what your children are.
If you lose your kid, there's no word for
that.
I could sob.
I know.
And she says, you lose the best part of yourself.
Like, what's the point?
And
is what
she's saying, her whole point is, she said, I have a pool in my backyard. She says, as a matter of fact, like, I have tried to kill myself in that pool about 10 times. I go down, I take in water, I try to bind my feet. But the instinct that I have no control over is I pull myself up every single time.
Yeah.
How is it that my daughter didn't have that survival instinct?
Yeah.
There has to be a reason.
And there's also, it's just so clear, you know, because we get a lot of, like, students and friends who are also suffering, like, they're sad or they're guilty or they're, like, quitting their activities and their interests, they're acting out, they're getting suspended. But other people have, like, no understanding of suicide and they're saying really shitty things about their friends.
Yes.
And I just think it's...
And it's also, like, the kids who didn't die, they all have survivor's guilt and they're talking about it now in a way they didn't know how to then. And it's like this, like, fucking touchy-feely principal guy. Can you bring in some counselors?
I know.
Can you bring in somebody to talk to these kids who don't know how to get through the day? Ashley, Wesley's girlfriend, is like, it ruined high school for me.
Of course it did.
I mean,
all tainted. It's all wrapped up in that.
Ariana couldn't get out of that town fast enough. And now when she comes back for the holidays, she's so sad to be there.
Yeah. And this principal is making it about himself because he wears his school ring every single day still. And he goes,
I had a 29-year career that was almost picture perfect. I love the kids. I love the school. But then I had the worst disastrous year that you can possibly imagine.
29-year career that was almost picture perfect. But he knows he's got the sweetest deal ever. He loves his life now. He has this old car that he works on. He hikes to the mountains. Again, a gorgeous lake house. He has a stained glass gallery.
And he can't...
He enjoys beekeeping.
Oh, my God.
Leave the bees out of it.
Leave the bees out of this.
We need the bees.
He can't say one thing about having any remorse or sadness for the family.
Zero.
All he can do is talk about how it was not his fault and he can't understand the witch hunt and he doesn't know why people were being so mean to him. It is absolutely insane.
And so now he's like, I really, really, really want to visit the school. He thinks about that school every day. So the filmmaker tells everyone in the doc, like, hey, Dr. Kenny, you know, this Kenny guy wants to visit the school. Here are the reactions. One of the former students is like, I'm not trying to be rude, but like, why?
Why?
His own lawyer goes, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, look at it from afar?
Yes.
Because, or does he actually want to go inside the school itself? Because he would need explicit permission, and I really don't think he's going to get that.
No.
Idiot Janice keeps defending him. He has every right to be at that school. His blood, sweat, and tears built it. And I'm like, really? Because, first of all, everyone said it was a shithole, number one.
Right.
And two, he fucking resigned in disgrace and now is living the life in North Carolina doing anything and everything he wants. He's fine.
Your Janice is great. I love your Janice.
Like, he has every right.
He has every right.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. But guess what? There he fucking is.
So.
It took my breath away.
And this is all crazy.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, at first I didn't want to do this documentary. I'm like, yes, you did.
Oh.
And he goes,
this documentary was going to happen with or without me. I didn't want to be a victim again of this story. So I've decided to cooperate and tell this story in the most honest, objective, factual way that I could.
What did you just say?
I know.
You don't want to be the what?
I know.
You don't want to be the what? You got your full fucking pension and a year of community service, which will do
three
you good,
kids.
You fucking prick.
Right.
So what are you doing?
I know.
You live in a lake house.
I know.
Have a stained glass business. You're friends with the bees.
Yeah.
Don't know any better. I hope they all sting you.
No, then they die.
No, then they die. No. But like, I don't understand. What victim? You got all, you're fine.
I know.
You are fine. You got your full pension and you live in a gorgeous lake house and you got everything you wanted.
I will say that the filmmakers do finally start doing him dirty in this section.
Eventually, but
yeah.
Wait. But so this guy is like in the school.
Yeah.
He's such a creep.
I was shocked. When we saw him on the grounds of the school, I gasped.
But now he's talking to a lot of the students who like think he's a hero.
Yes.
He walks right up to them on the bleachers. They are all hysterical.
Yep.
And he just will not stop touching them.
I know.
Will not stop touching them. And it's just, it's like another physical manifestation of this forced familiarity with
yes.
these kids.
Yes.
Stop touching them and rubbing their necks.
I know.
As they're crying.
I know.
So now this is where I'm like, we've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone does. I hope everyone takes a lesson from this and does people as dirty
it's
as
really
they do
good.
Here.
Yeah.
Which, is it dirty if it's the fucking truth? You know what I mean?
Right.
Is it really being done dirty if
totally.
We're just showing us exactly who you are?
And it definitely, the documentarians are not on his side.
No. So he's at the memorial for Marcus. And remember, this asshole was the guy who only wanted Marcus to have a memorial
yes.
plate and not Wesley or Brittany because he quote, doesn't want to support suicide
yes,
or whatever. Some
yes.
bullshit, shitty take.
And he reiterates that here.
So he's there at the memorial for Marcus and he's crying or is forcing out tears.
Yes.
And then it cuts to multiple interviews of this guy in this documentary.
Yes.
And back in 2000, whatever, when this happened.
The days after Marcus died.
And also in this very documentary.
Yes.
Played football, basketball, ran track. He was in the ROTC. Marcus was just a great kid. He was just a real great kid. Marcus was the All-American kid.
It is the exact same speech. He is pausing for effect in the same places.
It's unbelievable to
watch.
He
says the same speech more than once in this documentary.
Yes.
He says it at the memorial plaque, and then he says it at the lake house in the den.
Yes.
It's the same.
Calling Marcus the All-American kid. Like, the words from today and 20 years ago are exactly the same.
And today twice.
Yes, yes.
I could not believe what I was seeing. Even the cadence, the stopping, the
yep.
rhythm, the pausing, searching for the right word.
Yep.
In the exact same place, in the exact same way.
Yes.
It is fucking crazy.
And what is amazing, too, is that, like, at the end of that part, I loved this. He goes, I feel like I spent my whole career trying to be fair to people, and I was treated completely unfairly in this situation. Then he looks into the camera and says, and that's why I feel good about this documentary. I can just let people watch it and make any decision they want.
Sure can.
And I was like, beautiful.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, because he said this all before, but what really sticks out to me here is that he says, like, all this press about his hypnosis was taking the attention away from the fact that so many students were dying by suicide.
Yeah.
And we should focus on that. And I'm like, but the suicide stopped when you did.
So that's my other big thing here was like, he has such little self-awareness that he doesn't understand. Like in his brain, they stopped talking about the suicide and started talking about the hypnosis. Mm-hmm. When in reality, what happened was they started connecting the hypnosis to the suicide.
Right.
And he doesn't see that.
Right. And I'm not making a general statement on suicide. I'm talking about his words
yes.
related to what we yes. were just discussing for the last 10 like, hours.
Because he can only see it as a witch hunt. Oh my God, they stopped talking about these poor kids who died and they started talking about me doing this thing that right. they were calling crazy. And what? No, sir. What they were doing was realizing there was a reason for the suicide and you were it.
Right, right.
Oh my God, I'm shaking.
Yeah.
Get me to Disney World. Get me to Disney World.
And now, 11 years later, Steven with all the nicknames is yes. now doing another session with this creep because Steven was really struggling and then he found help or solace or whatever in this guy. So weirdly enough, Steven's head isn't fully in his lap this time.
Oh my God. But once again, like he hasn't done a session with Steven in 20 years or whatever. It takes him 5 seconds to have this guy completely fucking bended in half.
And I'm like, I'm not making, but like, Steven, do you have another test to take? Like, what are we doing this for?
I know. And I did wonder about the head not being fully in his crotch if, like, everybody was on their best behaviors for the fucking film cameras.
I'm positive.
Yes.
Like, and so the doc ends with...
He just wanted to help people, but why this and why without a license? If you're that good at it, then go get certified. Give up teaching altogether and be a hypnotherapist counselor. Not a big deal. But you didn't do that.
Go get licensed. And there's part of me that's like, he wants access to the kids.
Well, it's power. It's control. He wanted the kids to think he was super powerful. And he also thinks he's above it all.
Yes.
This new thing he's going to do or whatever, like his research, his data, his whatever, like he thinks he's above it.
Yes. Yes.
He's
yes.
some fucking delicate genius and he's not. He's an asshole.
He's smug.
And now Coach Marcus, remember from the beginning?
Yes. I love what he says here.
He goes, those kids don't need fucking hypnosis. They needed mentorship.
Yes.
They were asking for help.
Yes.
And you didn't help them. You directed them away from the help.
And you used them.
And you used them. And just when it can't get any worse, there are more balloons up into the sky. And like, I don't think, just like my final thoughts are,
yeah.
I don't think you can be hypnotized to do something you don't want to do. I don't think you can like be hypnotized to rob a bank
right.
or whatever.
Yeah.
I just can't get over.
You can be brainwashed though. That's a different thing.
Yeah. I can't get over the position that that Wesley and Brittany were in.
Right.
That is really unsettling to me.
Yes.
I still think everything this guy did was inappropriate.
Yes.
And I think they needed real help and he's not qualified to do any of it. It starts at being unlicensed, like period, end of sentence.
That's the end.
That's it, right? And he's a proven liar and a grifter.
Right.
He's lying in his deposition. He's admitting that he lied. Like he's a self-centered creep and none of this should have been happening with minors on school property.
No, and I hope that like anybody who like lives near him in North Carolina.
Like beware.
Frowns at him when
or
they
just
see him
be careful because he yes. might be saying, oh, like, did you have a bad day today? I can help. Like, I don't know what he's convincing you of.
And that's the thing. Like, I bet he's still out there doing the hypnotherapy.
I'm sure of it.
Ugh.
Asshole.
Oh, girl, we did. Look into my eyes.
Yep, all 10,000 episodes.
I know. This was a fucking wild one.
Crazy, crazy.
Fam, join the Facebook group. Get in the Disky. Come check us out on Patreon, but only if you like Drag Bingo and ad-free bonus episodes.
Yes, only, only, only.
Only if you like those things.
Yes.
What are we doing next, girl?
We are doing Manhunt, The Murder of Emily Longley. This is about a 17-year-old girl in New Zealand. It's a crazy story, but her family is here to... tell us about it, and her family's awesome.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
All right, well, stay tuned for the trailer for that, fam. We love you. Don't do this.
Don't do this. And that's on Amazon Prime, by the way. People ask to please remember to tell them where they can find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
No,
yeah,
but
I feel like we ask it every week. And don't put balloons in the sky.
And someday, let's go get drunk and go see an X-rated hypnotist. I would do that.
X-rated.
I can't get past the name.
I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Very early on, we started to get a picture. This is quite a volatile relationship.
It's not on, mate. It's just like, oh yeah, do you love me? We'll show it.
He wanted to know where she was all the time, what she wore, who she was going out with, and where she was going to be.
He just wanted to control her.
Do you have anything at all to say?
Taylor's mum and dad were going to do everything they could to support their son.
I started to appreciate that Mrs. Turner was not being truthful.
We had no information. There were no obvious internal or external injuries to Emily Longley.
There didn't seem to be an obvious reason why she died.
What we needed was a cause of death. We had to prove or disprove my theory that Emily had died at the hands of her boyfriend.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
From the very beginning, they mean everything to you. And that means you do anything for them, especially if they're at risk. So when it comes to type 1 diabetes, screen it like you mean it. Even if just one person in your family has type 1, you're up to 15 times more likely to get it too. So screen it like you mean it, because one blood test could help you spot type 1 long before you need insulin. Talk to your doctor about how to screen for type 1 diabetes, because the more you know, the more you can do. So don't wait. Visit screenfortype1.com to learn more. Again, that's screenfortype1.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.